A very even matchup on the guys' side. On the girls' side, while Kearney comes in with a record of 7-7, Lincoln Southeast is 11-2. They have an all-stater as a sophomore that's already signed an agreement to a pretty loose agreement, but an agreement to play at the University of Nebraska. And so a great matchup here on the girls' side as well, as Shepherd is one of the top players in the state. And we're looking forward to watching Jess Shepherd in action. A 6'3 player that really can move and is going to cause some problems for Kearney High, because she causes problems for every other team in the state as well. It'll be interesting to see what the Bearcats can do. And again, the main goal would be to keep her away from having the ball. But again, she handles the ball so well that sometimes that can be a very, very tough task. And again, Kearney at 7-7. They're a scrappy team. They're going to play hard. They're going to fight. And it's going to be an interesting matchup here at Prash Coliseum. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for our girls' game between Lincoln Southeast and the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terrier Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin first of all for Kearney High. They come in with a record of 7-7 on the year. And the starting lineup turned in by head coach Jason Boyd is the same regular starting lineup. Gretchen Mock is a 5'7 senior. She'll start with Kendra Kosler. She is 5'8, also a senior. Kelsey Weimers, a 5'8 senior. Kelsey Stiftham, a 5'7 sophomore. She'll make the start with Abby Ray, who is 5'10 and a junior. We're going to take a quick break because they're doing the national anthem right now, so we'll take a quick break to finish the starting lineup right after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast. Let's just kind of start from scratch here. The starting lineup for Kearney High is the same one as usual. Gretchen Mock, a senior, 5'7". Kendra Kosler, also a senior, 5'8". Kelsey Weimers, 5'8", senior. And sophomore Kelsey Stiftham is a 5'7", sophomore. And Abby Ray, 5'10". And a junior for head coach Jason Boyd. The starting lineup here for Lincoln Southeast is Maddie Everett. She's 5'8 and just a junior. Alexa Haas, a senior at 5'2. Alexa Kostanek, a senior, she's 5'9". Renee May, a sophomore, 5'9". She'll play guard. And a lot of eyes will be on the sophomore, 6'3", Jess Shepherd, for head coach Kara Graham. And Southeast, 11-2 on the season. And it depends on what rating service you look at, but they are number 3, according to the Omaha World Herald. Again, they are 11-2 on the season. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. One last break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here as the opening tip is in the way. And for Southeast, pulling it down is going to be Alexa Haas. And so they'll have first possession of the basketball. May will kick it off on that right side. And they'll get it in for Shepherd. Shepherd finds a little cutter. Now it's Reverett with a reverse layup. It's no good. And ball's on the ground. Abby Ray is going to end the possession with the rebound. And Kearney High in those blue uniforms, they have the ball knocked out of bounds over there by the Southeast cheerleaders. Kearney in those dark blue uniforms, black numbers, a little white trim on the outside of the numbers. And for Southeast, they'll be in their home whites. A little bit of royal gold, I think is what they call it, for the numbers. Entry pass on the right side. Yeah, looking in now is going to be Weimers. Weimers facing a little man-to-man. She'll take it in the lane, has the ball knocked loose, and pretty good hustle there by Abby Ray to track down the loose ball. She's well behind the three-point arc, so they'll reset the offense, giving it right side to Weimers. Weimers now kicks it to top of the circle. And so Mock will help rework the offense. Now left wing with it is Kosler. Kosler gives it right side for Stitham. They get it on the baseline. Driving here is going to be Weimers. Weimers takes it off glass, and she'll draw the contact, and now she'll head to the line. Took it on that baseline and just kind of muscled up and in, and was hit on the body. She put up the shot. So the foul is going to be on Haas. That is going to be her first. And the first points of the ball game perhaps coming from the free throw line for Kearney High, and it is a little bit short there as Weimers hits the front of the rim. And so a little bit over a minute into the game, we're still looking for our first points. Second free throw by Weimers on the way. High arcing shot, back of the iron, and no good. And the Knights come away with the rebound. They'll kick it up ahead here, left side for Everett. Everett now will enter it inside for Shepherd. They double-team her. She'll dribble around it, try the reverse layup. It's no good, gets her own rebound. And the first 2 points of the ball game belong to Jess Shepherd after she made a tough shot. And now Kelsey Weimers trying to throw the ball back to Kendra Kosler after the inbounds, and she threw it off the mark, and it's going to be a turnover here on Kearney High. So Southeast to inbound, and to throw it here is going to be Kostanek. Kostanek gives it for Haas, and Haas will kick on the right side for May. May on the wing gives it for Everett. Everett skips it, and that's a long pass for Haas. She's going to fire a three. It's no good, and the rebound is in the lane and picked up by Southeast, and then the loose ball is picked up by Shepherd. So Shepherd gets a nice little bounce pass, and she now has 4 points in the ball game. And again, another turnover forced by that Southeast defense. And driving here is going to be Everett. Everett lost the ball as it went off of her leg, and she's pointing to Kosler, saying that went off of Kosler. Certainly Kosler caused the ball to go out of bounds, but the official says it was last touched by Southeast, so that will be a Knights turnover here. So to toss in the ball is going to be Kosler. Hopefully you'll be able to see my way through the crowd to ball and where it's at as Cosler gets it back. And again, that pressure defense, a little zone here. And Carney snaps it over the top to Claire Sickler. Sickler across the timeline. And she'll give it off on the right wing here for Cosler. Cosler works around right side. As Cutterback had checked in that last stoppage, and she had it on the baseline momentarily. Gives it back to Weimers. They'll skip it back out here for Cosler. Cosler back out here for Cutterback. And they'll work the ball back around, top of the circle, a little penetration here. Now kick out for Sickler. Sickler in the lane, gives it out for Cosler. Between the circles, they'll give it for Weimers. And Weimers facing a little pressure here from Haas, and she'll try to back in. She has a little bit of a size advantage, and nothing happening there. Tried to get it back to Gretchen Mock, and the ball's knocked loose, but picked up by Peyton Cutterback. Good hustle there by Cutterback to maintain the possession here. Cosler now gives it to Mock between the circles, and Carney just not getting a real good look right now. They're down 4-0 with the basketball as Weimers. She's going to lob it on the inside, and Mock did everything she could just to catch it. Now she'll step back, fire a three, and hit the three. That's just what the doctor ordered as Gretchen Mock strokes in a three-pointer. And now quickly up ahead, they get it to May. May will try the three herself in transition. It's no good. Another rebound by Shepard. And Shepard now with 6 points in the game. It is 6-3, Lincoln Southeast. Outlet pass for Cutterback, and she'll kick it up ahead here to Gretchen Mock. And Mock will kick it back out here for Weimers, and Weimers has her pocket picked. Another Carney High turnover. And now on the right wing with the basketball is going to be Haas. Haas from the elbow, lobs it inside for Shepard. Shepard double-team, shoots over the top of a couple of Bearcats there. I'll tell you what, Abby Ray brought her lunch pail with her today. She is working hard on the inside against Shepard. She's able to get the ball out for Sickler. Sickler is being double-teamed, and a timeout here from Carney High. Jason Boyd didn't have much of a choice. He had to call the timeout, or they were going to turn it over. It is 6-3, Carney down by three with 4:16 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Well, Bearcats forced to call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. Also at Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and other high school concession stands around the area. The inbounds pass goes in for Sickler. Sickler with a long snap up ahead for Weimers. Weimers dribbles through a double team, finds an open player down low, and that's Cutterback who gets the pass and then lays it up and in. Once Cosler stepped through that double team, actually a triple team, she was able to find Cutterback wide open. And that's the first points of the ball game for her. Lob pass inside for you-know-who Shepard. Her shot's no good. She gets her own rebound, and then she is fouled as she tries to put back the shot. And again, Carney has a size disadvantage, clearly, with Shepard. Not only is she 6'3", she's athletic, she moves well, she handles the ball well, she's got good hands. I mean, you're witnessed by that because she basically reached an agreement to play at the University of Nebraska before she even played a high school basketball game. She signed before her freshman year. It's not binding at that stage, but it is symbolic. The free throw, both of them are no good. That might be something she needs to work on with her game. And the rebound taken out of there by Sickler. Sickler, bounce pass on the right wing for Gretchen Mock. Mock is shut up on the baseline, still dribbling around a little bit. Pretty good pressure coming on, and they're going to say she drug her pivot foot. So 3:37 to go here. Quarter number one, that is already the fourth turnover on Carney High. But they only trail by a point here, 6-5. They clean that up, they might be in pretty good shape. Kick on the left side for Everett. Everett skips it, and backdoor cut here by May. And then May's fouled on the way to the basket. So she's going to go line, and she's going to shoot too. That was a nice little cut there. As Cosler was part of the double, maybe even a bit of a triple team on Jess Shepard. And Cosler came back and helped, and she's whistled for the foul. The free throw was good for May. That makes it now 7-5. Southeast started the game on a little 4-0 run, and then it's been pretty close from that point on. This is now 8-5. And with it is number five, Kelsey Weimers. Pass up ahead. Nice jump stop with the catch as Mock has it across the timeline. She'll give it back out for Weimers. Weimers picked up man-to-man, and she's being kind of ridden there a little bit. And they're going to call Maddie Everett with a block. And that'll be her first. Second team foul here on Lincoln Southeast. Bearcats inbound underneath the basket. And they tried. They had an open player, and they just couldn't connect. Gretchen Mock was cutting through there, and they just missed on the connection. Had she been able to get that bounce pass, it might have been a layup. Might have been contested, but I think she would have had a pretty good look at the basket. May's got it on the baseline. She's going to kick it out top of the circle here for Haas. Haas penetrates, shoots over the top of Weimers. Back the iron, no good. Another rebound by Shepard. Shepard's going to shoot. Shepard's going to score. Eight in the game for Jess Shepard. She's got eight of the ten here for Southeast. And again, Southeast is going to pressure, and they kick it up here to Mock. Mock's got it across the timeline. Steps through a double team, gives it for Kosler. Kosler gives it on the right wing here for Sickler. Sickler on the dribble, gives it to Weimers. Weimers well behind the arc on the top of the key. We'll give it off on the right side here for Cutterback. Cutterback, skip pass on the left wing for Sickler. Back to the right wing with a skip to Weimers. And Weimers lost the ball momentarily. She's used up her dribble. 5 second count going on. And she'll kick it off on the left wing here for Cutterback. Back out for Sickler as we just throw from one wing to the other. And now top of the circle, Mock's got it. 2:16 to go. Mock will take it to the elbow. Kick out here for Sickler. Sickler in the lane. She has it tied up, or is that a hold? They're going to call a hold. And that is going to be on Maddie Everett. That's going to be her second. Courtney Allen going to check in here for Southeast, and so is Mackenzie Anderson. And Everett will come out with those two personal fouls. That's her second. Bounce pass for Cutterback. Cutterback jumper, no good. Rebounded by Shepard, her fifth rebound of the quarter. And pass in the lane. Little jump stop is up and good. So Kostanek has her first bucket. Yeah, she got a nice little pass down low, and Alexa Kostanek with the shot there. And Kosler will help work it right wing. Sickler's got it off of the screen. Here's a long three by Mock. It is no good. And Mock probably got away with a foul on the rebound. But she's able to get the basketball, give it out for Sickler. Sickler's going to drive. She lays it on the rim. It will not fall. And Southeast comes out of there with it. With a little spin move, here's Kostanek. Kostanek spins again. She'll try a flip. And she has four straight points here for Lincoln Southeast. And it's now a 14-5 lead, a 9-point advantage here for Southeast. Minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Left wing, Cutterback. Cutterback back out for Weimers. Weimers on the baseline, a little spin move, shot's a little strong. Jess Shepard with her sixth rebound, and she'll play point guard here. She'll bring it across the timeline herself, working up against pressure here by Cutterback. She'll take it all the way in the lane, take it off glass. She'll get the bucket and the foul. So 10 in the quarter for Jess Shepard. She has six rebounds as well, and she'll go the free throw line for the second time. Kosler's whistled for the foul. That'll be her second. So Shepard with 58.5 to go. Showing why Southeast, one of the top teams in the state here. When Kostanek is not even close to your best player, you're probably pretty loaded. The free throw is a little long, rebounded by Haas. And Haas now gets it back inside for Shepard. Shepard's going to drive. She gets the bucket and another foul. 12 in the game. Another trip to the free throw line for Jess Shepard, where she's 0 for 3. And it's already a 13-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. And that is now three fouls on Kendra Kosler. And you know what? It's been a yeoman's effort down low working against Jess Shepard. It really has. Free throw rattles around and good. And inbounded here by Cutterback. Cutterback will get it up ahead here for Claire Sickler. And Sickler with a bounce pass on the right wing for Cutterback. Cutterback from the elbow. Now we'll get it back out here for Sickler. Sickler off of the little screen gets it to Mock. And Weimers now has the top of the key. She'll get it to the elbow for Cutterback. Back out for Weimers. Weimers is working up against Haas. She'll take it to the baseline. A little bit strong on the shot. And the rebound is tipped out and saved. Pretty good hustle down low by Maddie Everett. She got the rebound and falling out of bounds, was able to give it to Haas. Haas pass on the left wing is knocked out of bounds by Sickler. And with 15.7 to go in the quarter, Lincoln Southeast is going to inbound it right in the middle of the Kearney High bench. And they'll just toss it in here for Alexa Haas. Gives it back out to Anderson, back to Haas. Haas is going to try a long three with 10 seconds left in the quarter. It's off the mark, rebounded by Cutterback. Now quickly up ahead, they give it to Weimers. Weimers, 2 seconds left. She'll shoot in transition. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Courtney Allen. So one quarter's in the books. And Lincoln Southeast has a comfortable lead over Kearney High. They lead it 19-5 after one quarter. We're back after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Jess Shepherd has certainly proved to be all that in a bag of chips here in the first quarter, because she's got 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist here in the first quarter. That's a pretty solid line to start things off here. It will be Kearney High basketball to start things off, and they'll toss it in here for Sickler. Sickler facing a little bit of pressure by Everett. And she'll pick up her dribble and give it off on the right side here for Weimers. Weimers takes it to the baseline, and again, she's going to be blocked to the basket by Alexa Haas, and that's going to be the second on Haas. And these officials have not really allowed that kind of penetration at all. They've allowed the offensive player to drive. They haven't allowed the defensive player to really stay with them very much, as it's about the fourth time somebody's fouled. Kelsey Weimers. Weimers inbound on the baseline. She didn't get it in. Yeah, she didn't quite get it in time. About a half count too late as the 5-second violation against Kearney High on the inbounds. So that'll be their sixth turnover of the game compared to one for Lincoln Southeast. And Haas will bring in the offensive zone. On the left wing, here's Everett. Everett in the lane, finds a little cutter, and that's going to be Haas. Haas trying to throw it inside for Shepherd, and actually it's going to go off the hands of one of the Bearcats. And out of bounds. Abby Ray was in there, and she was staying with Shepherd. She was the one closest to the ball, but she wasn't able to put her hands on it. Off the inbound, Shepherd's got it, and then we got a foul. Shepherd was able to fight her way through there, and now she's going to go line and shoot two. Shepherd, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's going to have 2 more free throws coming up here. The foul is on Kelsey Stepham. That is going to be her first. And the free throw rolls around and no good. So Shepherd now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. This one's on the way, and she hits that one. 14 in the game now for Jess Shepherd. And Southeast has their largest lead at 15, 20-5. Pass on the left wing for Sickler. Sickler on the dribble. Off of the screen, they get it to Weimers. Weimers now is picked up man-to-man here by Everett. And she'll bump into Everett. Take it now top of the key. Bounce pass it for Ray. Ray, they double-team her a little bit. She's able to get it back out for Weimers. Weimers open for 3 thanks to that pass by Ray. It's no good. And rebounded down low by Kostanek. And Kostanek is able to kick it back out for Haas. Haas finds the shooter in the corner. That's Everett, and her 3 will not go. Rebound by you-know-who, and Shepherd lays it up and in. Another rebound and another bucket. Jess Shepherd, 7 rebounds, and now 16 points. And on the left wing, it's Stitham. Stitham facing a little bit of pressure on that far side there by May. And now off of a screen, Sickler's got it. She'll take it to the elbow. Kick out now for Stethem. Stethem's going to fire a three, and she hits a three. So that's only the third field goal of the game here for Kearney High, but two of the three have come from behind the arc, and it's now 22-8. And Haas will get it out here on the left side for Ray. Ray on the right wing for Haas. Haas with a pass in the line for May. May will get it back out here for Haas, and they enter it inside, and Kostanek is going to be fouled. And that'll be a foul on Claire Sickler. So that's six as a team on Kearney High. So for the last time here in the first half, Southeast will inbound the basketball after a Kearney High foul. And they'll just lob it in for Shepherd. Why wouldn't you? And Shepherd misses, but then Shepherd is fouled when she got the rebound. And now she'll go to the line. Snyder is whistled for the foul. And so another rebound. Another couple of free throws coming up here for Shepherd. And it's on the way and good. One more free throw coming up here by Jess Shepherd. And that one's in and out, no good. Fighting for the rebound there is going to be Cutaback. And actually, it's going to be thrown off of Cutaback. Great athletic play there by Kostanek. Again, Jess Shepherd, a sophomore, 6'3". Already agreed to play at the University of Nebraska. And they lob it in here for Shepherd. They're going to say she went over the back on the inbounds play. And that'll be her first foul. So she went over the back on the inbounds. And again, Kearney High had her pretty well bracketed. With the dribble here is going to be Sickler. Sickler gives it off on that left side. A little kick out now. Back to Sickler. Sickler's going to drive, and she has her shot blocked by Shepherd. Shepherd picks up the loose ball. She'll dribble behind her back, bring it across the timeline, flip it right side for Haas. And now they're going to kick it off on the right wing here for May. May's going to fire a three, and she hits the three. Renee May has her first field goal tonight, and now she's got 5 points in the game. And now make it an 18-point advantage, 26-8. Driving the lane is going to be Cutaback. Cutaback gives it for Weimers, and Weimers is going to be charged with a charge. And that'll be her first personal foul. So 5:07 to go here before halftime. At halftime, we'll talk with Kearney High head boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. Talk about his matchup tonight with Southeast, what we kind of can anticipate. I don't think we'll talk about tomorrow's Fremont game. We'll have tomorrow's Fremont game for you right here on ESPN Superstation as well as PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. Kostanek will kick on the right side here before Natalie Detmer, who checked in. Now Detmer is going to fire a long jumper. It's no good from the top of the key. Rebound taken out of there by Skylar Snyder. And Snyder gets it to Weimers on the right side. They get it back out for Mock. Mock's going to skip it over there for Stitham. Stitham's going to step into a three, and she hits a three. Her second three-pointer of the quarter. And Kearney High now in double digits. They trail now 26-11, 4.5 to go here before halftime. Right wing, May's got it. Enters it in for Shepherd. Shepherd shoots over the top of a double team. It's rolling around and then spits out. And again, coming up off the ground is going to be Peyton Cutaback. Cutaback's going, I thought I had pretty good position. I don't know what I got to do. The foul wasn't on her. They actually gave the foul to Snyder, and that'll be Snyder's second. But Shepherd's going to go line, and she's going to shoot a couple more. And this one's good. After a slow start at the free throw line, it's warmed up for her just a little bit. She's got 19 points in the game already, and the free throw here makes it 20 for her. And it's 28-11. Oh, check that. She only has 19 so far. Long pass on the right side, driving the baseline, Snyder, and Snyder is fouled on the way in. And they're going to call the block, so opportunity for Snyder here to get a couple of shots. Brooke Latimer, whistle for her first foul. And so Snyder will shoot two, and the first one's up and good. So Skylar Snyder with her first points of the night. And it's now 28-12. Free throw no good. And Southeast pulls down the rebound. With the dribble here is Kostanek. Kostanek dribbles to the right wing and then flips it out top of the circle. Gives it to May. May enters it inside. Shot no good for Kostanek. It's on the ground, and there's about eight hands on the basketball there. That's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow pointing to Southeast. Checking in here for Southeast is going to be Maddie Everett. So she comes in. And we're midway through the second quarter. Southeast inbounds it, but no problem into Mackenzie Anderson. Anderson gives it up right side for Allen. And Allen has her pass deflected by Skylie Snyder. Snyder with the long outlet pass up ahead here for Weimers. And Weimers actually has it blocked out of bounds, but back onto her shoulder as running the floor, making the block there, I believe, was Anderson. Well, Kearney might have a little thinner bench tonight than what they normally have. Not only do they have the JV game, but they had a reserve game before that, and you can only play six quarters through the course of a day. So some of those players that might see a little bit more action, some of those quarters might have been taken away because of that reserve game. So the inbounds pass here will go to Weimers. Won't affect a player like Weimers, obviously. Bounce pass, back it in here is Snyder. Snyder looking over the top of that defense. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's off the hands of Brooke Latimer. That's a nice play there by Latimer. Jess Shepard going to check back into the game. Alexa Haas back in for Southeast. So a couple of starters back out there for the Knights. And now Weimers will inbound underneath her own baseline. Underneath the basket here, and she'll just lob it in. Between the circles, on the dribble here is going to be Snyder. Snyder's going to drive. Snyder gets the bucket and the foul. Strong drive there by Snyder. And the defender was there, but I think was too far under the basket to really collect a charge, as that block is going to be called on Mackenzie Anderson. If you get too far underneath the basket, they're not going to give you that. And the free throw is up and good to finish off the three-point play for Snyder. So Snyder has 4 points in the game. And they'll kick it off here on the left side for Everett. Everett on the right side for Anderson. Anderson enters it in on the baseline. There's Latimer. And Brooke Latimer has her first 2 points of the night. 30-15. Southeast so far has doubled up Kearney High. They've led by as many as 18. And now they lob it on the right wing for Snyder. Shepard is there. Snyder gets a little ball fake. It's blocked by Shepard. And now long outlet pass here by Haas. Haas gets it to Shepard, who runs the floor. Her shot's no good. Rebound taken out there by Snyder. Here's Weimers. She's going to kick it out. Three by Mock. A little bit strong. And rebounded by Anderson. So Mackenzie Anderson snags the rebound here for Southeast. They'll give it off on the left side for Everett. They're looking inside for Shepard, but instead they're going to kick it out for Latimer. Her jumper is no good. Bearcats scrambling for the ball, can't come up with it. Rolls to the Knights, and Mackenzie Anderson comes up with the loose ball, and she's going to hit the shot from about 15 feet away. Just rolled right to her. Now Weimers backing in. She's going to kick it out. Here's a good look at it. Three, a little bit strong here for Mock, and coming out with it is going to be Shepard. And Shepard will drive. Shepard in the lane. Nice bounce pass on the right wing. Maddie Everett gets the bucket. And Shepard with another assist. And they had to collapse on Shepard. And then just a bounce pass to Everett. And Everett had a layup. Minute 37 to go here. Weimers on the dribble. She's going to be picked up by Latimer. They double-team her. And then as she tried to step through that, she walked with it. That'll be another turnover on Kearney High. Minute 31 to go here before halftime. It's 34-15. Southeast with the lead over the Bearcats. Don't forget, we have more high school basketball for you tonight on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kearney Catholic Girls will be at home taking on Pierce. We'll have that game for you tonight on our FM. Kostanek lost the basketball. It's stolen away by Kearney High. Long outlet pass, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Haas. Haas tried to throw it off of a Bearcat down there. Great hustle by Haas, but it will be a Southeast turnover, and Kearney High will inbound it right beside head coach Kara Graham for Lincoln Southeast. And they toss it in, and open for three is Mock. Mock just a little bit off the mark there, and it's rebounded by Kostanek. Kostanek will give it to Haas, back to Kostanek, and she'll kick it off on the right side for Shepard. Shepard behind the three-point arc will kick it back out here for Haas. Entry pass, knocked away. Great hustle there. I think it was Ray, and they'll get it out on the run, and the quick little floater's up and good for Kelsey Stitham. So she's got eight in the quarter, and it's now 34-17. 46 seconds left. Haas gives it off left wing here for Everett. Everett gives it right side for Kostanek, and Kostanek drives. And she's got six in the game for Alexa Kostanek. So 30 seconds to go before halftime. 36-17, Lincoln Southeast with the lead. Kearney High with the dribble. And on the bounce here is going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler's picked up defensively by Haas. And she'll get it back out here for Stitham. Now right wing with it is Snyder. And we got a little reach here, whistled on Kostanek. And that'll be her first. But that's now eight as a team against Southeast. So Kearney High with a front end of a 1-1 here. This is going to be Snyder. And it's good. That'll earn her the bonus. Weimer's checking back in. Oh, and she's coming in for the shooter. So it's up to Skylar Snyder to see whether or not she gets in here with 13.6 to go. Snyder's second free throw was up and good. So she's hit four out of five free throws, has Skylar Snyder. She's got 6 points here in the ball game. And she makes it 36-19. The inbounds here for Latimer. Latimer will give it to Kostanek. Kostanek on the dribble. Kostanek in the lane, that bounce pass. It's kicked around a little bit. Picked up by Latimer. Latimer's able to kick it out. The three-pointer no good. Shepard with the rebound, and Shepard with the bucket at the buzzer. So I've got 10 rebounds for Jess Shepard, and over 20 points here in the first half. Solid performance for the All-Stater, Jess Shepard. It is 38-19, Lincoln Southeast with the lead here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the numbers here for Kearney High. We'll talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach for Kearney High, and we'll do that right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast as at halftime, the Lady Knights with a 38-19 lead over Kearney High. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. The girls' game is a little lopsided here as Lincoln Southeast, number three in the state. They're 11-2, taking on 7-7 Kearney High. This one's a little lopsided. We anticipate a different story here on the boys' side. In fact, and Scott, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and chances are that I am. I have you guys with the in wildcard points, number seven, Southeast at number eight. So if the season ended today, A7 District would be at Kearney High. You'd be the one seed. Southeast would be the two seed.
Yep, that's absolutely correct.
Is that an indication that this is a pretty close matchup?
Yeah, you know, we have a stretch coming up here in the next few weeks where right now in Class A, the top four or five teams have really separated themselves. And that's, you know, four teams from the Metro Conference, Central, South, Benson, Papillion-La Vista, and then there's a large group of about another 10 or 12 teams, and we're in that mix, you know, that are kind of that giant middle pack right now. And over the course of the next couple weeks, we have a lot of games against those type of teams, starting tonight with Lincoln Southeast, and then tomorrow night back home versus Fremont. Both teams that on any given night can play with the best teams in the state, but both teams that, like us, have had a little bit of a roller coaster year where win a couple, lose one, win a couple, lose one. So, you know, we expect this weekend two really tough matchups, but if we play well and do the things we've been working on, we should have a chance to at least be competitive and maybe get a couple wins.
And we've talked a lot about this through the course of the year. You're a very young team, but you're kind of getting to the point where that's not the story anymore, because now these kids, and they've always played a lot of basketball, but now they're used to playing Class A varsity basketball. They're really kind of getting their sea legs under them a little bit.
Yeah, we've played 14 games, and you know that's a lot of games, and they've had, you know, 40 or 45 practices and all the preseason stuff. You know, so these kids, you know, while technically on paper they're, some of them are underclassmen, you know, they've played enough games now where, kind of like you said, that's not what we're talking about. That's really not an excuse anymore. These kids have played enough of some of the top teams in Class A, and we've taken some on the chin, but we've had some awfully good nights out there as well, and it's going to take one of those good collective team efforts, which we've had a lot of this year, to be successful tonight.
And I don't think you ever, or anybody really kind of use it as an excuse, but rather just kind of an explanation of kind of where you're at.
Absolutely.
What are some of the differences that you've kind of seen in your team as now you've got 14 games under your belt?
Well, they're starting to understand, you know, the intensity level, the athleticism that it takes to play night in and night out in Class A. We've done a good job of taking care of the basketball. We're averaging less than 9 turnovers a game, which is really good, and we're going to have to continue and make sure we're taking care of the ball this weekend and on throughout the rest of the season. They also kind of figured out, coming out of the Hayes tournament, you know, that maybe isn't always a great indication of how easy or how difficult it is to find open shots. In Class A, it's hard to find open shots, and we rely heavily on the perimeter jump shot, so we have to try to get creative. We put in a few more sets to try to get our three-point shooters good looks from the three-point line, because teams scout us with the online scouting stuff. You know, everybody has seen all of our games. We've seen all theirs. So you have to really just, you know, trust your players' instincts and their ability to execute to get yourselves good shots.
Well, it seems like every game, but again tonight, Southeast is going to have a little bit of a size advantage with you. Does that kind of mean that really your guards have got to pressure the ball, make sure that they don't get to play a half-court game, or what's really the strategy tonight?
Well, Southeast is going to want to go up and down too. You know, they do have a height advantage, but you know, they're not big slow guys out there. You know, they really will. That's a trademark of all Jeff Smith, Lincoln Southeast teams is they will get up and down the court, and we're going to get up and down with them. Now, I say that, and it'll probably be 32-30, get everybody's hopes up for a high-scoring game here. But, no, they're going to try to get out and run. We're going to try to get out and run, but you're right. In the half-court setting, and it's this way every night for us, we have to rebound the basketball. You know, we kind of talked about our goal. We need to keep them to less than 10 offensive rebounds. On the games that we've lost this year, our 5 losses, our opponents have had 14 or more offensive rebounds. Omaha Benson had 18 offensive rebounds against us last Thursday. You're not going to win. You're just flat out not going to win if you're giving teams that many second chance points. So we've got to keep them to single-digit offensive rebounds. If we can do that, get a defensive rebound, that will help our transition game.
And part of that is if they take a tougher outside shot, they're not going to get that close offensive rebound as well. So, again, it all 5 parts of it have to kind of come together.
Yeah, it's got to be a good collective team effort defensively, a good collective team effort on the boards, and then the same thing on offense. And that's been one of our trademarks offensively is we barely have anybody averaging double figures. We have 3 or 4 guys right around 8, 9, 10 points a game. So we feel like we're starting to see some consistently in our execution on defense. We're starting to see some consistency in how we're executing on offense. But that third phase, that rebounding phase, has got to be strong for us, especially against some of these top 10 caliber teams like we'll see tonight.
Let's talk real specific here with Southeast, the scouting report. Who's the big gun? Who you really kind of have to slow down?
Well, their point guard, Najee Jackson, tremendous football player. A lot of their kids are multi-sport athletes, you know, good sports tradition here. But their transition game starts with him, incredibly athletic. That'll be a good matchup, him and Damian Austin. I have a feeling we'll probably go head-to-head tonight. And then their post player, Jake Nannon. You know, he's their 6'5", 6'6", post player, but he's a real good three-point shooter, and he handles the ball well. So that's a bit of a tricky matchup. So, you know, a guy like Ryan Cervantes or Brady Johnson, our post players, when they're matched up on him on the perimeter, we can't just sag off him. We got to get up and guard him. last year against us, he came off the bench and scored 22 points. So our kids, you know, that played a little bit last year, remember him. They played some summer basketball with him, in particular Damien, and he were on the same team this summer, the Bison Reds. So our kids are familiar with those guys, and they got a lot of just solid juniors, seniors. They have a large senior class. The Walker kid is an awfully good athlete. Luke Gifford is a junior, another 6'4", kind of slasher, post player. So they do have some athletes out there. They're always well coached, and our guys are going to have a great effort tonight.
What are some of the really key marks? You mentioned that Jeff likes to run. I mean, he likes to play kind of an up-tempo style. You kind of like to play an up-tempo style. What might be one wrinkle that you're going to try to throw out there that might be, that you hope kind of turns the tide here?
Well, we've been pretty simple with our game plan in recent weeks. You know, we've played pretty much half-court man, and we've mixed in a little bit of our zone. We're probably going to do the exact same thing tonight. Southeast has been a little bit unique these last few weeks. They have always been a full-court pressure man-to-man team. But this year, more than any year I've ever seen, they're mixing in some 3-2 zone, and they're mixing in some 1-3-1 zone. So we probably spent more time than we ever had in Southeast week on our zone offense. We expect to see it because they were down by 8 to Omaha Burke a week ago Saturday, came out the fourth quarter in a 1-3-1 zone, and they won by 4. You know, just kind of ran away with the game, and went on a big run because of their zone. The last 2 weeks, they've started in 3-2 zone. So we expect to see some zone, which is a little bit different than we have seen in the past from Southeast. But bottom line, we got to be ready for everything. Jeff Smith does a tremendous job, one of the most respected coaches in the state. So we're going to have to be ready for anything they could throw at us tonight.
Hey, Scott, I appreciate the time. Best luck to you. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Randy.
All right. Thanks, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. At halftime, the Kearney High girls trailing here at Lincoln Southeast by a score of 38-19. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Again, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. Take a look at the halftime numbers. Leading the way for Kearney High, Kelsey Stitham has 8 points here at intermission. Skylar Snyder off the bench, she's got 6. 2 points for Peyton Cunnaback, and 3 for Gretchen Mock. For Lincoln Southeast, being led so far by 6'3 sophomore Jess Shepherd. She's got 21 points, 10 rebounds here in the first half. 6 points for Alexa Kostanek, 5 points for Renee May, 2 points for Maddie Everett, 2 points for Mackenzie Anderson, and also 2 points for Brooke Latimer. At halftime, it's Lincoln Southeast 38 and Kearney High 19. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this 1 minute timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School, Crush Coliseum, as it will be Kearney High's basketball to start the second half here. I'm tossing in the basketball. It's going to be Gretchen Mock. Mock will give it to Weimers. Also out there, Kosler. Kosler setting a little bit of a screen right now, and they'll give it off on the right wing here for Abby Ray. And Ray will give it back out for Weimers. Also out there, Kelsey Stiffen. They drive the baseline, and we got a foul. Penetration there by Kelsey Weimers, and she's going to go line and shoot two. She's 0 for 2 from the line so far. She's still looking for her first points of the night. And the foul is whistled on Alexa Kostanek. That'll be her second, first foul of the second half here for the Knights. And the free throw is good for Weimers. So after scoring only 19 points in the first half, here we got a couple of points here for Kelsey Weimers to get things started here for Kearney High. Now cut that deficit down to 17. 38-21 here, early stages of the third quarter. Right wing Kostanek. She looks on the inside for Shepard. Shepard finds a cutter, now kicking it back out as Everett. And the jumper on that left wing by Alexa Haas is up and good. Nice ball movement there by Lincoln Southeast. And now Kearney High is going to run the floor. They get it up ahead to Stiffen, who outruns everybody. And now Stiffen with 10 points in the game. And so we'll get the ball back out here for Alexa Haas. Haas will kick it off right wing. Here's Kostanek. Kostanek for a long jumper. It's up and good. She hits a three. And so she's got 9 in the game. So just like that, Lincoln Southeast answers back. Has this little mini run here by Kearney High. Left wing with it is Mock. Mock gives it off on the right side here for Stiffen. And now on the right side here for Kosler. Kosler's got it. As they work back around the perimeter, Weimers now. Weimers facing that man-to-man. She gets a little screen by Ray. Now she'll drive the lane, kicks it out. There's Kosler. She doesn't want to shoot the three, so she'll skip it right side for Stiffen. Stiffen's going to drive, shoot over top of Shepard. It's no good. And nothing but white jerseys there. And then that loose ball is picked up court by Shepard, and Shepard leads the break and passes off the hands of Gretchen Mock and out of bounds. Shepard came up that loose ball, started running the floor as Kearney actually was able to try the steal. And now on the inbound. Three here. And Kearney High will bring in the offensive zone. Weimers gives it between the circles here for Kosler. Kosler for Stiffen. And back around the perimeter we go. Weimers has it. Weimers gets a little screen there by Ray. Kicks left wing here for Mock. Mock doesn't want to shoot over the top of Everett, so they'll kick it back out. Now Weimers has it left side. She'll drive the baseline. Back and in. They double-team her. Bounce pass inside. Layup off the glass. That was a tough shot for Ray. It will not fall. And that loose ball is picked up by Shepard. Shepard now will pass it back off. And Kostanek got the ball as she cut through there, and she lays it off the glass and in. So she's got 11 in the game, 5 of them here in the quarter. So on the bounce here is going to be Weimers. Weimers with 5:20 to go has the dribble, and she'll get it off here for Ray. Ray gets it off right side for Stiffen. Stiffen lobs it down low for Kosler, and Kosler lays off glass, no good. Rebound by Jess Shepard, and Shepard's going to dribble through the pressure, and she'll take it all the way in the lane, and she charged. Oh, they're going to call a walk. She ran into and ran over Gretchen Mock, and give Mock credit for having the courage to take that charge. From 6'3", Jess Shepard. They didn't call the charge. They called the walk. And she weaved through a couple other Bearcats in the lane before she got to Mock. So right wing with the basketball here is Cutterback. Cutterback kicks out for Weimers. Weimers will fire a quick three. It's no good. Rebounded by Shepard. And Shepard's still looking for her first points of the second half. And she's playing 6'3 point guard. And she'll kick it off on the left wing here for Everett. Everett works it back around. Now right side is Haas, and Haas will drain a three. Kind of interesting. Jess Shepard really hasn't gone in the lane offensively so far here in the second half. With the dribble is Weimers. Weimers will kick it out. Penetration now right side Mock. Mock back out for Kosler. Kosler's pass is going to be intercepted. The steal here by Haas, and Haas will take it off glass and good. And running the floor, trying to make that a little tough, was Kendra Kosler. And they weren't able to make the defensive play. We got a timeout here. as Kearney High trails Lincoln Southeast 53-23. Timeout Bearcats with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Timeout for the Bearcats. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the high school concession stand near you, including Kearney High and Kearney Catholic. On the left wing off the inbounds, Skylar Snyder, who checked in a moment ago. She'll help work it back around. Peyton Cutterback asking for the ball top of the key, but they'll give it out for Snyder. Snyder's going to drive. Snyder's going to shoot, and Snyder's going to score. Skylar Snyder with 8 points in the game off the bench. And she's been, again, a nice little spark plug here for the Bearcats. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of Kearney High tomorrow against Fremont, that girl-boy doubleheader for you tomorrow afternoon. Driving in the lane, a little spin move by Shepard. The shot's no good off the penetration, and the rebound's tipped out into the hands of Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback snags the bound, and she'll give it get it back now top of the circle. With it, Weimers. Weimers facing some man-to-man. Will work in, and the loose ball is actually picked up by Courtney Allen. And Allen will give it about out to Haas here after the Kearney High turnover. And now driving is Haas, and Haas just flies in the lane. And she's been a real offensive force here in the second half. She's got 9 in the quarter. Those are the 9 points she has in the game as well. Weimers kicks it off right side. And now back around the perimeter. Penetration here by Snyder, and Snyder has her shot blocked by Shepard, but Snyder's able to track it down on the baseline, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. So we'll give Snyder credit for a rebound here, and we'll work it back around. With it is Weimers, and Weimers on the bounce, has it on the baseline. Little jump stop, her shot no good, and rebound taken out of there by Haas. Haas on the run, and Haas is going to be fouled. A little bump by Claire Sickler, and that'll be a foul on the Bearcats. Only the second personal foul on Claire Sickler. First foul of the second half here on Kearney High. 55-25, 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. Abby Graham going to check in here for the Cats. And again, substitution rotation might be a little bit different today because not only do they have the JV game, but they had a reserve game earlier today too, and you can only play 6 quarters, so it's going to change that a little bit. Long outlap pass after Kearney came up with a loose ball, and they tried to lead Gretchen Mock, but they led Mock just a little bit too far, and that'll be, well, just swap turnovers here. So now Southeast will get the ball back. Alexa Haas will dribble in the offensive zone slowly, and she's going to be picked up there by Claire Sickler. And they get it off here for Courtney Allen. Allen gives it left side for Latimer. Bounce pass here for Kostanek. Kostanek out for Allen. Allen dribbles to the elbow, finds a cutter, and that's going to be a great play as Alexa Haas makes the catch and lays it up and in. So 11 in the quarter here for Alexa Haas. So now a little spin move here by Snyder, and Snyder's shot hangs on the rim. It won't fall. Haas comes down with the rebound. She's on the run. She dribbles through a couple of Bearcats, and now we're going to have a foul whistled on Claire Sickler. She got the ball back, but not until after she committed the foul. But she wasn't shooting, even though that's the third foul on Sickler here. She wasn't shooting, so Southeast is going to inbound underneath their own basket. And they're just going to toss it in for Kostanek. Kostanek on the dribble, takes it all the way down the baseline, falling down, but kept her dribble alive, and she's able to kick it out to the elbow, and the jumper's good by Courtney Allen. So Allen now will make it 59-25. And they'll get it up ahead here for Snyder. Right wing, Graham's got it. And Abby Graham will give it back out here for Mock. Back to Graham. Between circles now, Sickler's got it. She'll kick it back out here for Snyder. Snyder penetration, gives it right side. Here's Mock for three, and it's bouncing around, no good. Haas pulls down the rebound, and then a foul is going to be whistled on Peyton Cutterback. And I think that might have been just kind of a frustration foul, as Cutterback really did not have an angle at all to try to get that ball, but she kept going after it and kept going after it. And that'll be her second personal foul. So 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it's Lincoln Southeast with a comfortable 59-25 lead over Kearney High. Double check here in just a second. I believe the tip-off tomorrow for Fremont and Kearney High is 5:15. We'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. Shots missed, picked up by Claire Sickler on the rebound. Sickler's going to drive. Sickler lost the basketball. I think she was last to touch it. Yes, she was, according to the officials. So Southeast will get it after another Kearney High turnover. Great job coming out that loose ball by Sickler, but she was weaving through all those players for Southeast and just kind of lost track of the basketball. Final 30 seconds to go of the quarter. On the bounce here is going to be Kostanek. Kostanek's going to drop back, try a three. It's no good. Rebound by Latimer. Latimer gives it right back out for Kostanek. Kostanek, a little penetration, kick out for Lattimore now, and they'll give it back out for Everett. Everett enters it in. Posting up in there is going to be Mackenzie Anderson. Anderson shot no good, but Anderson gets her own rebound. And now another offensive rebound, and the bucket is going to be good by Alexa Kostanek. So she's got two more points, 7 in the quarter, 13 in the game. And Kearney has to try a long jumper at the buzzer from about 40 feet away. It is off the mark for Claire Sickler, so we'll head to the fourth quarter. Lincoln Southeast in control. They lead at 61-25. We'll be back right after this.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School, as the Knights are going to improve now to 12-2 on the season, and Kearney is going to fall below the 500 mark. They're going to fall to 7-8 on the year, as it says 61-25 after three quarters of play. But they get a chance to get right back to that line tomorrow when they take on Fremont. That's a game Kearney certainly has a chance to win, and we'll be glad to bring you more high school basketball for you. The exclusive home for Kearney High girls basketball is the ESPN Superstation here in central Nebraska. Don't forget, we also have coverage of girls basketball on our FM tonight, as Kearney Catholic, after their tough loss to Seward last night, will be at home taking on Pierce in a top three matchup in Class C1. A lob pass in for Jess Shepard. Shepard's going to back in here for Southeast, and she'll take it off glass. I mentioned earlier, she didn't really go inside at all in that third quarter. Well, first possession of the second quarter, she made up for that. She's now got 23 in the game. Stiftham gives it between the circles. Pass a little bit high, and Abby Graham can't come up with it. That was tough for Graham to come up with. It'll be a turnover. Kostanek will give it off, and running the floor and laying it up is going to be Jess Shepard. Give Kostanek credit for the assist there after the Kearney High turnover. And now the pass down low quickly for Weimers, and Weimers is fouled as she was going to the basket. She was in the act of shooting, so she's going to go to the line. She missed her first two, made her next two, so now she'll have two more free throws coming up here after the foul was whistled on Kostanek, and the free throw is good. So 3 points now in the game here for Kelsey Weimers. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is good. And Alexa Haas has done a pretty good job of staying with Kelsey Weimers all night tonight. So Southeast with the basketball and the lead. And on that right side, nearly making the steal there is Weimers, but she ran out of room, as Natalie Detmer was playing the point. They inbound it here to Kastanik. Kastanik is in for Shepard. Shepard's going to back in. Shepard's going to use her athleticism, bank it off the glass, and she will score. 27 in the game. Right side in transition. A three here for Stitham. It's no good. Offensive rebound. And I think they're going to wave off the basket. They're going to say the foul came on the rebound. And the foul is going to be on Lincoln Southeast. Nice job coming down with that rebound by Peyton Cutterback. And Cutterback falling down was able to hit the shot. But the foul whistled on Everett. That's going to be her third, and Kearney High is going to inbound it. They get it in for Graham. She'll fire a three off the inbounds play. It's no good, and the rebound was last touched by the Knights. Thought it might have been off the hands of Weimers, but instead it was off of Maddie Everett, different number five. So Graham's going to toss in here on the baseline for Kearney High, and they can't get it in. Knocked down by Maddie Everett. And so that'll be a turnover on the Bearcats. And Southeast will get it up ahead here. With the dribble is Shepard. Shepard's going to penetrate and then kick out for Everett in the corner. Now Everett takes it to the wing. She's picked up there defensively by Stitham very nicely. Still dribbling is Everett. And Stitham now puts pressure on and knocks the ball away, intended for Shepard. So that'll be a turnover. And now weaving through some traffic, we're going to have a reach here on Maddie Everett. And that's going to be her fourth for Lincoln Southeast. 67-27. And Weimers will bring across the timeline. On the bounce here, Everett. And the jumper by Weimers on that right side, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Abby Graham, but it was last touched by Natalie Detmer and out of bounds. So Southeast stays on defense. Kearney High will inbound on the baseline. Be interesting, the boys' JV game is running a little long. Off the inbounds, quick jumper, no good. Tipped around, Maddie Everett comes up with it. So it'll be interesting to see if the boys' game is going to start on time or 20 minutes after this one. This one's moving along a pretty good clip. Jumper on the right side for Renee May. And she's able to hit the jumper. And it's now 70-27. Weimers will give it between the circles. Asking for the basketball now is Graham, but Cutterback's got it. And they'll pass now to Weimers. Weimers, they clear out for her just a little bit, but she'll bounce past the left side for Graham. Graham gets a nice little screen by Cutterback, takes it to the top of the circle. Back out here for Weimers. Weimers all the way in. She's going to lay it off the glass. No good. A great screen down low for Cutterback. But the shot won't fall. Maddie Everett comes down with it here for Lincoln Southeast. She'll lead the break. Kicks in the corner. There's May. And Rhianne May strokes in another long jumper over there. And that makes it now 73-27 as she hits the three. Left side off the screen. Here comes Weimers. Weimers hits her first field goal of the night. She hits the three, and we got a timeout here for Jason Boyd and the Kearney High Bearcats. 4:51 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 73-30. Lincoln Southeast will inbound with that lead when we come back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here. Kearney High calling a little timeout, just kind of talking a little bit about strategy. And I think to make some substitutions out there as Kelsey Stitham will come in as they get the basketball in. And on the dribble here is going to be Alexa Haas. Haas in the offensive zone. We'll get it off here on the left side for May. May gives it for Haas, and now Haas says she starts a little penetration. Bumps into somebody, and it'll be a little foul. So the foul on Stitham, that is her second. And they'll inbound the basketball here for Haas. Haas will penetrate, kick into the corner. There's Allen, open for a long deuce, and she strokes it in. So Courtney Allen hits the shot to make it 75-30, 4:22 to go. And on the right wing with the basketball here is going to be Weimers. Weimers will lob it down low. Nice catch. Shot off glass. No good for Cutterback. And it's rebounded out there by Southeast. Shepherd came up with it, I think. And they'll work it off here on the right side here for May. May gives it on the right wing for Allen. Allen facing a little double team. Kicks back out here for Rianne May. Now right side with it is Haas. Haas looking in. And now she'll dribble. And somehow traffic clears for a little bit. She puts up a difficult shot. It will not fall. And it's off the hands of the Knights and out of bounds. Kearney High. They're going to make some substitutions here as Abby Ray checks in. Also back out there is going to be Abby Graham. And again, we mentioned it before, Kearney High probably could have substituted earlier, but they actually have an extra game today with that reserve game plus the junior varsity game and now the varsity game. And you can only play six quarters in any given day, so it's kind of changed the rotation schedule here for substitutions for Kearney High. With it is Skylar Snyder. Snyder will kick on the left side. A little penetration here by Sickler. Sickler skips the top of the key. Ball is loose on the ground, and somehow coming up with it is Abby Ray. Good hands there by Ray, and she's able to click it out for Sickler. They kick on their right side. With it is Graham. Graham looks over the top of that defense, and she'll give it top of the circle here for Sickler. Sickler gives off left wing for Snyder. Snyder still moving it around. There's Mock. Mock will give on the right wing here for Graham as we're inside of 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Penetration by Snyder, a little floater in the lane, up and good for Skylar Snyder. So Snyder makes a nice little floater in the lane. And here comes Lincoln Southeast. They'll give it off right side for May. May will cut the lane, and they'll pass it inside for Courtney Allen. And Allen gets a nice little pass on the right wing. And she actually worked off of a screen that was set there, and Allen drives in. And we've got a little penetration and a foul on the way to the basket. So Kearney High is going to have to inbound it here, as that's just going to be the sixth foul on Lincoln Southeast. So basketball inbounded from Sickler to Graham. Graham on the dribble. And she'll work it over here for Snyder. Snyder from the elbow, kicks it right back out and finding a little open area, dribbling to it and hitting the shot is going to be Abby Graham. And that's going to be the first 2 points of the night here for Abby Graham. 77-34. Graham hits the shot there as Detmer will lob it. And now she'll do a little screen as Mackenzie Anderson runs the lane, gets the shot off, but it is off the mark. And coming out of there with it is going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler's going to kick it out. Long jumper here by Snyder. No good. Rebounded by Southeast. Southeast is on the run. Allen has it. Allen has the ball knocked loose by Mock and out of bounds. So minute 45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget we'll have coverage of the Kearney High boys taking on Lincoln Southeast at the conclusion of this one. And again, they might have to wait for some of the JV to wrap up. Detmer drives the lane, lays it off the glass. Kind of have to wait for the boys' JV game to get over with before you start the varsity game because you might need some of those JV guys. Mock will kick it off on the right wing here for Snyder. Entry pass down low, and we're going to have a reach on Courtney Allen. She went over the back as they try to enter it in for Mock, and Allen clearly fouled Mock. And I believe that's number 7. Apparently my records are incorrect, as that's only number 6. So inbounding it here is going to be Kearney High. The bounce pass goes in for Abby Ray, and Ray will score off the inbounds. First 2 points of the night here for Abby Ray. I snuck in that back door on the inbounds play, and that makes it now 79-36. Detmer on the drive. We'll kick it now back out here for May. May on the baseline for Latimer. Now the entry pass off the hands of Detmer and out of bounds, so that'll be a Southeast turnover. Final minute of the ball game here, and Kearney High is going to inbound it. They'll get it in the hands here of Claire Sickler. Sickler will give it off on the right side. That's Snyder. She penetrates a little bit. Now she's going to kick it back out here for Abby Graham. Back around the perimeter, top of the circle. Mock's got it. Mock's going to drive. Mock's going to take it off glass, and Gretchen Mock will hit the bucket. She's got now 5 in the game. 35 to go in the basketball contest. 79-38. Entry pass now kicked out for May. May on the weave is going to give it right back out. And open from about 15 feet is Latimer, and Latimer will score. Quick ball movement there by Lincoln Southeast to make it 81-38. 20 seconds to go here. And on the right wing with it is Abby Graham. Graham's going to enter it inside for Ray. Ray back it in. Nice ball fake by Ray. Shot's no good. And the rebound taken out there by Latimer. And Latimer will just give it off. 7 seconds to go here. And again, trying to put a little pressure on, see if she can make a steal here is Claire Sickler. But 1 second left. Southeast is able to kick it out. And so that is your final. It is Lincoln Southeast with an 81-38 win over Kearney High here. Kearney High falls to 7-8 on the season. Lincoln Southeast is now 12-2 on the year. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll have coverage of Kearney High girls basketball for you tomorrow afternoon right here on ESPN as they'll be at home against Fremont, and I believe the game starts at 5:15. We'll have coverage for you right here on ESPN. Once again, your final, Lincoln Southeast 81 and Kearney High 38. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School as the Knights pick up an 81-38 win over Kearney High. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Bearcats. Kelsey Stitham leading the way here for the Bearcats. She finished with 10 points, but also 10 points for Skylar Snyder off the bench. Those are the two Bearcats in double figures. Kelsey Weimers had 7 points, all of those coming in the second half. Gretchen Mock with 5. 2 points each for Abby Ray, also Peyton Cuddeback with 2, and also Abby Graham with 2 points coming in the fourth quarter. For Lincoln Southeast, again, the 6'3 sophomore Jess Shepard leading the way. Shepard finished with 27 points, 13 rebounds, about 4 assists, and just an all-around great performance here for Jess Shepard, University of Nebraska recruit. Yes, I mentioned she's a sophomore. She actually made an agreement to play at Nebraska before she even played as a freshman, if that gives you an idea of the expectations for her. And she's certainly delivering today with 27 points, dozen rebounds, and 4 assists with 3 blocks as well. Alexa Kostanek, she finished with 13 points and 4 rebounds. 11 points for Alexa Haas to go with 4 rebounds. 11 points for Rianne May. And also a couple of rebounds elsewhere was Courtney Allen. She finished with 6. Maddie Everett with 5. Natalie Detmer with 2. 2 points for Mackenzie Anderson. And 4 points for Brooke Latimer. So 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures here for Lincoln Southeast as they improve their record now to 12-2 on the season. They're rated number 3 in the state, and Kearney High falls to 7-8. Again, we'll have coverage about 5:15 tomorrow as Kearney High will be taking on Fremont in a girl-boy doubleheader. Again, we'll have that for you tomorrow afternoon. on ESPN. Well, they're probably about, they say 27 minutes away from starting the boys' game. They are putting a little extra time on the clock because the boys' JV game is running a little bit longer than what the girls' varsity game did. So we'll be stepping away for about 20, 25 minutes away for sure, and then we'll be back with more coverage of high school basketball